The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on Care Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, mscnews.net.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Joseph, he's producing and engineering. He's doing his very best to put up with me. I don't know how he does it, but he seems to. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Counts with you here courtside. The guys' game getting ready to get underway, and they got a tough act to follow if they're going to have as exciting a contest as we had in that ladies' game. That all said, let's the public address announcers introducing the starters to the crowd. Let me introduce them to you. What do you say? First of all, for Labette County, they're going to be starting Xavier Phillips and Trey Denson, Griffin Eaton, Hudson Baker, and Matt Boyle. For Atchison and Coach Battle, it'll be Zamar Hernandez, Jeter Purdy, Trey Carter. You're going to have Jesse Greenlee. Nope, let me fix that. We're going to have Rafe Bowen getting a start here tonight. And let's see who's coming into the five. And it is going to be like this. So Atchison's going to start 1, 2, 3, 4, 0, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. So it's going to be Zamar Hernandez, Jeter Purdy, Trey Carter, Jesse Greenlee, and Rafe Bowen. So there's going to be the starting five for Atchison and head coach Pat Battle. We were talking about the standings for the girls' teams. Well, how about the standings for the guys' teams? Atchison remains on top with their 15-2 record. Baldwin 14-3, Eudora 14-4. Then it goes Chanute and Holton, Miege, Wamego, Hayden, Parsons, Ottawa, and then Labette County at 8-9 coming into the game today. Now you're saying, well, 8-9, you know. But here's the thing, you look at Labette out on the floor, very, very tall. They got a center out there, and you guys know Jeter Purdy, he's coming to the center circle to jump, but he's going to be jumping against, who we got? Is that Matt out there? And he just goes way upstairs to slap the ball into the backcourt. Hudson Baker, he is probably 6'6", maybe 6'7". He is tall and lanky. Here's the alley-oop on the other end. It's going to be rejected by Jeter. And Atchison coming up the floor with it. So Labette was going with the alley-oop to start things. Now here's a shot from up and underneath. It's going to be no good by Greenlee. Labette into the forecourt and quickly down the right side, all the way to near the baseline. And they'll dish it out on top. A little bit of shake and bake. Now to feed into the lane, and we're going to get a whistle and a jump ball called as the skip pass in the middle. So they try to get it inside the bat. Boyle going to be tied up by Jesse Greenlee. Possession arrow. Atchison. Zamar will be putting it in play and into the forecourt. It's going to be Trey Carter. Half a minute into the game, we are still scoreless. Phoenix with the basketball. Carter will dump it over to the right side. That's going to be Jeter with it. Back out to Trey. He will accelerate into the lane, kick it over to the left side, and before the Jesse Greenlee layup, we will have a foul by Labette. Foul is going to be on Matt Boyle. It'll be his first. And Atchison will bring it in down to the baseline. It'll come into Carter. Trey goes three, hits it. So Trey Carter will collect the first points of the ball game, and Atchison breaks out on top 3-0. A minute in. Labette with the ball upside. It's going to be Griffin Eaton. Dumps it over to Xavier Phillips. Phillips will take it to the free throw line. Passes into the middle. Atchison's got four guys in the middle. They surround Hudson Baker, and he puts it up between the four of them and scores it anyway. 3-2, Atchison. 6:40 to go in the first. Player defense being implemented by the Grizz. Labette County out of Altamont, Kansas. It is 3 hours and 17 minutes by car to Atchison, right south of Parsons. Here's a jump shot in the lane that's up and no good, and the rebound is going to be rescued by Atchison. Trey will drive in, go for the reverse layup, and it's going to be rejected out of his hands and going to go out of bounds, and it will be Labette basketball. 6:13 to go in the opening quarter of this high school boys game. It is 3-2 Atchison in the early moments. We'll be previewing a little bit through the course of the evening, but we've got Benedictine basketball tomorrow on Cure Radio. The Ravens are going to be in Canton, Missouri, wrapping up the regular season. The kick out on top and the jump shot from there. From the phone, we have a foul prior to and away from the shot. It's going to be on Rafe Bowen. So Rafe will have his first foul, and team fouls are going to be even at one apiece. Labette brings it in over to the left side. They're going from right to left. Here's a backdoor layup, and there's nobody defending Griffin Eaton, and he's got two. Labette is in front at 4-3. 5:47 to play in the first. Jamar Hernandez comes over to the right side, and we get a three-second violation. Labette's going to have a back. Again for Atchison, Hernandez, Purdy, Carter, Greenlee, Bowen. That is the Phoenix Five. The feed will come to the free throw line, and they're going to call a little travel up here. Not sure if he got the feet lifted or not, but Hudson Baker was kind of swinging his momentum side to side to side, trying to elude his defender, and the official up top side calls the traveling violation. Back up with it will come Atchison. Trey Carter takes it across at the circle. Comes into the right side. Hernandez looks into the middle, brings it to Rafe. Around to the left side, this goes to Carter. He's way out on the left elbow. Dribbles it back out on top. Player defense employed by Labette. And as Greenlee goes up for the shot, he is going to be fouled and come to the free throw line. The foul is on. Is that Matt Boyle? And Matt Boyle has collected his second foul of the game. And that is going to get Labette quickly moving to the scorer's table and having to go to the bench. The first free throw by Jesse Greenlee. Not going to go in. Labette is going to bring Keegan Bales into the game. And we've got 5:09 to go in the opening quarter. One more shot coming up for Jesse, looking to tie the game. Atchison trails by one. He'll knock it in. It's a 4-4 game. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. And up the floor with it, down the right side. It's going to be Trey Vincent. Vincent has it at the free throw line. Batted away from him for a moment. He's able to recover it on the dribble. Leads it into the big guy. Now they'll kick it on top. The three is online and good. Knocking that one down just into the game. Keegan Bales, that's tough. You just walk into the game and have to knock down a three, and he does a nice job. As the Phoenix come up the court, we will have another foul called underneath the bucket. Atchison trails by three with 4:40 to play in the first. And for Labette, Xavier Phillips will have a foul. So three fouls now already by the Grizzlies. Atchison has picked up only one. Purdy's pass to the left side. Too tall and too fast for Rafe Bowen to collect. Going to throw his hands out of bounds at the baseline. Here comes Labette County. Griffin Eaton jogs and makes his way up the floor. Bowen defends him. Dumps it over to the left side. Vincent looks to the middle. Brings it up on top to Phillips. Feeds underneath to the big guy, and he got fouled. They try to feed into, and I'm going to go with 6'7" Hudson Baker. Man, I don't know. He may be even taller than that. This young man is tall. That foul is going to be on Zamar. Hernandez foul number one. Atchison team foul two. Back in, it'll come to Labette County. They'll kick it right. They'll launch a three. Another one. Up and good for Keegan Bales. So Keegan is coming off the bench, and now he's staked his team to a 6-point lead. It is 10-4. 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Here's Carter with the basketball. He'll cut to the right side. Shot rejected! You can probably hear the slap by Hudson Baker. Back up court, Grizzlies. Down the right side. The feet into the lane. The ball is loose. Taken away by Greenlee. Jesse will outlet it left side. Bowen goes in, goes up. Charge Bowen! Rape will pick up his second foul. Standing in and drawing that charge. You know who that was, right? Labette County's Keegan Bales, the young guy who came in off the bench. Hits two threes, draws the charge, gets a momentum swing. Now, Coach Pat Battle is going to take Ray Bowen out of the game with those two fouls and checking into the lineup for Atchison for the first time tonight. We are going to see Jace Richards. So Jace in the ball game, and we are 3.5 minutes left in the first. The ball's going to be knocked away and stolen. Bounces on the floor. Atchison picks it up. Here comes Jeter. In up. Shot rejected by Purdy. Followed up, rejected. Tipped up by Jace, rejected. Tipped up by Jace, knocked out of bounds. All those players trying to get the shot up and over Hudson Baker, none of them could. It's going to be Atchison basketball. 3:15 to play in the first quarter. Ten to four, Labette County in front. But look away, inbound pass to Zamar. Here's Purdy, goes three, doesn't get it, and upstairs Baker sweeps down the board. Back up the floor is Bales. Keegan launches it off on top to Eaton. The feet underneath to Bales, goes up and through Jace Richards for two more. Wow, Hudson Baker makes it a 12-4 lead for Labette County. 2:48 to go. But we saw in that first game how quickly a big lead can get away. The feed comes in. Greenlee down to the baseline right. Here's the uncontested shot. Up and in by Purdy for three. Jeter with a big three-point shot. It is now 12-7. 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. They'll feed it to Baker. He's working on Richards. Back over to the left side and a little miscommunication between Baker and Trey Vincent. The ball goes away, and Atchison's coming up quickly with it. Hernandez goes right side. The shot, Greenlee up and in. Jesse with a little flex as he comes up the floor. It is now 12-9. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. The ball down the right side. Knocked away, and they're going to say it's off Labette County. So Labette County, having put together the 8-point lead, has seen that thing get away. It is a one-possession game. Atchison up the floor. Hernandez has it right side. Skips it down low. Greenlee. Shot blocked and rebound. Cleared down. We got a Labette player who may have gotten hurt with that block. Here's a drive to the right side. They'll kick it back to Baker from about 8 on the right side. Puts it in. Hudson Baker has 6. It is 14-9. A minute and a half to play here in the first quarter. Atchison with the basketball, down 5. They've got it over in front of the Labette bench. Here's Greenlee. Accelerates in. Pulls up. 15-footer, no. Rebound, Grizzlies. Xavier Phillips is going to rebound it. Over to the left side, Eaton. He'll go 3. It's too strong. And Samara will rebound it off the fly. Hernandez down court, pulls up from 14, doesn't get it. And I'm telling you what, Hudson Baker reaches, and as that ball exits the side of the rim, his hands are rim high to pull that thing down. My goodness, 49 seconds of play in the opening quarter. Labette County with a basketball, leading by 5. Now they'll feed it to the baseline, and again, miscommunication between Grizzly players anticipating a move break. A cut that never comes, and Atchison's going to get the benefit of the turnover. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. Hernandez walks it up, backpedaling in front of him is Keegan Bales. Phoenix dump it over to the right side. It goes into Greenlee, traveled with it. Yes, he did. 25 seconds to go. defender got in front of Jesse. He did not expect him there. He pulled up his dribble and started to go in, stopped, and then took that additional step after that defender kind of startled him by being right there. Here's Baker with it, top of the key, 14 seconds. Over to the left side to Bales. The hook in the middle. The shot is up, missing. Tipped around. Atchison with six. Over to the right side, Purdy. He'll work to the baseline. Puts a three online, too strong. Rebound, it's up, and is it going to count? They will wave it off, no basket. First quarter is in the book. Boys High School Basketball on Care Radio this evening. After one, it is Labette County 14, Atchison 9.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium here in Atchison, Kansas. February Friday night, boys high school basketball. The girls game in the book. Labette County with a huge come-from-behind win. And the visitors lead at the end of the quarter in the guys game, 14-9. For Labette County, six each for Hudson Baker and Keegan Bales. Griffin Eaton has the other two. For Atchison, three apiece. Jeter Purdy, Trey Carter, Jesse Greenley. Those are the Atchison 9 points. Here we go to the second quarter. Possession arrow, Labette County. They'll bring it in into the backcourt. Griffin Eaton will bring it up. Guarded on the player defense by Zamar Hernandez. They'll bring it to Baker on the wing. Comes out on top. It's going to be Xavier Phillips. Way up high. Little head fake. The driving shot. It's up and in. Two more. Keegan Bales, and he's got eight. 16-9. Atchison down seven. They were down eight a little while ago. On the left side, it is going to be Greenley. Back out on top to Purdy. To the right side is Carter. 7.5 to go and a half. Trey Carter goes left side. Gets it to Jace. Richards top side. Purdy will go the long three. Nope. Rebound off the floor. Richards from 10. Yes. That was a very strong and a good solid follower shot by Jace Richards. Labette leading now only by five. 7 minutes to go in the half. Labette County with a basketball. Right side, right in front of Coach Battle and the Atchison bench. Down the acceleration into the lane. The driving layup is going to be up and off the mark. No good. Rebound Atchison. Out on top is going to be Hernandez. He'll go for the three. It won't drop. And Purdy with a good offensive rebound. Trey Carter will go three. It won't drop. Rebound Jace Richards. And now it's going to be taken away from him by Baker. You know how tall Jace is. He's a tall guy. Well, Baker is much taller. Here's Labette with the basketball down the right side of the lane. The dish into the corner of the baseline. Three up the rim and over the backboard. It'll be Atchison basketball. 6:28 to go in the half. Purdy exits the game for the Phoenix. Then into the lineup is going to be Simon Rowley. Phoenix walking it up. Zamar, 6:20, comes over to the right side. Zamar drives into the lane, puts up an off-balance shot, and we'll get a foul called. Our official walks over to the scorer's table across the way from us, and it will be the first foul by Keegan Bales for Labette County. Team foul four. Now the feed underneath, Atchison unable to make it go in. Greenley went up with the shot, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. But back it comes again to Atchison. Phoenix putting it into their offensive end, trailing by five with 6:11 to go in the half. Trey Carter doing the inbound work, brings it out way on top. Rowley has it, gets it back over to the left side to Trey. Now it's going to be stolen. Up with the basketball is going to be Keegan Bales. He'll feed it into the middle. Baker, stutter step, shoots and gets it anyway. Hudson Baker has eight. It is now 18-11. And again, a 7-point lead for Labette County. 5:45 to go, first half. Hernandez takes it left side. Beautiful interior position and an easy shot for Zamar's first points tonight. 18-13. We're down to 5.5 to play. In the half, the feet in the middle for Baker, the defender over his back. Look at Jace. He's looking around the shoulders of Baker because he can't see over the top of him. Here's the feet on top. The three is set sail too strong. Richards comes up with a basketball, and it's going to be stolen back by Keegan Bales. Bales will feed underneath. The shot good for two from the baseline by Xavier Phillips. It's now 20-13, and again, it's a 7-point game. We're at the 5-minute mark of the second quarter. Atchison down the floor. Hernandez underneath Greenlee. Shot blocked from behind. Greenlee on the ground, but we'll get a foul called, putting Jesse on the line. I think maybe the foul is going to be on Hudson Baker. It is his first. 4:56 to play in the half. The free throw for Greenlee. Nice. Jesse has 4 points in the game. He's 2 of 3 at the free throw line this evening. One more shot coming his way here. 4:56 to go in the half. He is his team's leading scorer. Will not hit the second one, and the rebound tipped out by Baker. Pulled down by Labette. Now they'll outlet to Baker down the right side. Again, Chase trying to defend him. Baker steps inside, twists and turns, and they're going to come in for the travel. Chase Richards pocket to him as he comes up the floor, shaking his head. Can't get around me, Chase thinks. 4:44 to go in the half. Back up the floor, Atchison. Zamar pulls it up. I thought there was a double dribble, but there was not. And now the official down to the baseline left is going to call a foul on, I think, Keegan Bales. Waiting for the call. It is. And that's a big one. Keegan Bales has been a real spark for this team. But with his second foul, he'll come out of the game. And in will come Barrett Heston. And now we get a foul underneath by Labette County. Is this on Baker? Again, I can't see. The officials have to go the opposite direction, but I suspect it's him. It is his second. So Hudson Baker with two. For Labette County, 3 players with 2 fouls each. And back of the line comes Jesse. He is 2 of 4 and now 3 of 5. 5 points tonight for Jesse Greenlee. Atchison is back to within 5. Greenlee's second free throw, again, does not go in. It is 20-15, and we've got 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Labette County down the floor with it. The dish to the left side. The feedback out on top. Baker's staying in the game. I'm a little surprised to see him out there with those 2 fouls. He and Jace Richards, I mean, that is a battle going on in the middle. Here's Baker at the free throw line. Drives on Jace, goes in. Jace rejects it. Going to go out of bounds. And again, Jace celebrates the block. And Atchison goes set up on defense. But before it comes in play, we're going to get a Labette County timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break here in the Atchison Gymnasium with 4:04 to play in the half. It's Labette County 20, Atchison 15.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The ball comes into Labette County, and a 12-foot turnaround shot is going to be up and in. to the bucket for Xavier Phillips, his fourth point of the game. It is 22-15. 3:50 to go. And on the other end, the driving shot is going to be up and good. Trey Carter has five. 22-17. Back to the other end of the court very quickly. Labette with the basketball. It's going to be stolen by Zamar, and then he'll stand on the baseline. Coming and play in front of the Atchison bench. Labette will bring it up topside. 3.5 to go in the half. 22-17. Driving in, little turnaround shot. It's up, and well, it doesn't go in. We have a foul. We're going to assess that to Trey Carter. At the free throw line for the Grizzlies, the first shot is up and good for Trey Vincent. That is going to be Vincent's first point tonight. Makes it 23-17. Second one is not going to be good. 23-17 and 3:20 to go here in the second quarter. Atchison works it back over to the right side. Zamar feeds into the middle. The ball's going to be batted away. Seuss on the floor, picked up by Labette County. They're going to bring it into the forecourt. And in a big collision, the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off Greenlee. It'll be Labette basketball near midcourt. 3:06 to go in the half. Are getting everybody lined up, and here comes in. Labette County walks it up, takes it across, beats the Baker at the free throw line, gives it back to the top. Now the cross-court pass batted away. Here's the steal. Rowley all alone lays it home. Simon Rowley, nice job of anticipating the pass. He makes it 23-19 with 2:45 to go in the first half. Ray Bowen is back in the game. Labette County also back in for Atchison. Cheater Purdy. Back in the lineup for Labette. I think I see Keegan Bale. No. Keegan's not in there yet. Griffin Eaton is. 2:25 to play in the half. Baker will take it way up topside. Rotate to the baseline. They look for him, feed to him. He's underneath, just lays it up and in. Makes it look so easy. Hudson Baker has 10. 25-19. 2 minutes to go in the half now. On the other end of the shot, rejected by Baker, but we're going to get a foul call. I think they are going to call a foul, not on Baker, but on Labette's Griffin Eaton. It is his first. It is the 18th foul by Labette County. Two each on Baker, Boyle, and Bales. And one each on Phillips and now Eaton. Chase Richards comes out of the game. Atchison's going to bring Eric Smith in. And we're going to see for the first time tonight, I think, Labette County without Hudson Baker in the game. They let him come out to get a little air. The free throw misses. Atchison puts it back up and in. Eric Smith. 25-21. Here come the Grizzlies with 1:50 to go in the half. Cross court pass stolen again. Anticipated easy layup. Zamar. The unforced turnovers really hurting Labette County. They'll bring it up the floor, drive it down the right side, spin it into the middle, dump it back out to the top. 1.5 to go in the half. Cutting down the right side. The feed underneath is going to be stolen. Atchison again with another jailbreak down to the other end of the court. Zamar for two more. And again, Atchison using its speed and its anticipation of the plays to tie this game now at 25. And another steal. And Rowley will lay it up and in. An 8-0 run right now for Atchison has given them the lead, and we're going to take a timeout with Labette County. Taking a break with 1:11 to go in the half. It is Atchison 27, Labette County 25.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
And the first team coming out on the court, and they're going to have Hudson Baker out there with Matt Boyle. We've got Griffin Eaton. The ball comes in play to Trey Vincent and was put in play by Xavier Phillips. So for Labette County, the original starting five back out on the court. Just over a minute to play now in the first half. Atchison in front by two at 27-25. Around to the right side with it is going to be Eaton. He'll go baseline, feeds to Baker. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. Up court, Atchison. Here's Jeter. Lays it up to Rowley. Two more. The Atchison transition is doing what it's supposed to do. 29-25 Atchison. And we've got another turnover by Labette County. Atchison is on a 10-0 run. Zamar putting it in play. And up the court with it, Simon Rowley. Simon lobs it over to the left side to Zamar. 27, 25 seconds now to go in the half. Zamar standing in the center circle. Looks in the middle. Starts to the right side. Goes in, goes up, missed the shot. Rebound Labette, and we're going to have an Atchison foul. Seconds to go in the opening half. It'll be the second foul of the game by Zamar Hernandez. He will come out of the game. Trey Carter comes back in. So Carter and Rowley at the top for Atchison, along with Ray Bowen. You've got Eric Smith and Jeter Purdy. Those are the Atchison five. 8 seconds, seven. The feed back door to Baker. He loses it. 4 seconds. Atchison's going to have to hurry. There's a half-court shot that didn't need to be taken. And it's halftime. The Phoenix have come from behind. Take a lead into the locker room. We'll be back to summarize it for you. As we go to the break, it is Atchison 29, Labette County 25.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Teams have headed to the locker room, but for Atchison, the momentum goes with them as they found themselves trailing by 8 in the opening quarter. They trailed by 7 3 times in the second quarter, but then the Phoenix had a run. It was a big run, and it ran all the way to the end of the quarter as they went on a 10-0 run and had gone from trailing by 6 to leading by 4 here at the break. Let's recap the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Labette County, it is Hudson Baker, the big guy, double figures already with 10. It is 8 for Keegan Bales off the bench, 4 for Xavier Phillips, Griffin Eaton 2, and Trey Denson 1. For Atchison, very, very balanced, as Simon Rowley and Samar Hernandez have 6 apiece. Trey Carter and Jesse Greenley each with 5, 3 for Jeter Purdy, and Eric Smith, Jace Richards, each with 2. Fouls, it's kind of a similar story for both teams. You've got Labette County, Hudson Baker, Matt Boyle, Keegan Bales, each with 2. For Atchison, Samar Hernandez, Rafe Bowen, each with 2. Stay with us. We're going to take a bit of a break. Second half coming up, it should be absolutely outstanding. With that in mind, it's a halftime score here in Atchison, Kansas. The Atchison Phoenix 29, Labette County 25. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studios. And this halftime may be the best thing you ever heard.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. After this game, we will have Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you on tap next tomorrow afternoon. At 2 p.m., tune in as the Ravens are on the road taking on Culver Stockton. The women's game has got a 2 p.m. tip. The men will have a 4 p.m. tip. Then Tuesday, we've got Atchison High School at ACCHS at JCN, Atchison Community County High School, and that has got a 6 p.m. tip for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the scores as I have them.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in ton lots. Blair's mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available as Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area in girls basketball this evening, I've got finals for you. It's Sabetha over Holton, 31-21. The Jackson Heights Lady Cobras beat the McClouth Lady Bulldogs, 75-32. In the Hiawatha Redhawks Royal Valley Panthers game, it was Royal Valley's night in an overtime win by 46 points to Hiawatha's 40. Donovan West topped Lynn, 55-44. Frankfort beat Washington County, 44-25. And in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Atchison High School ladies falling to the Labette County ladies, 59-62. At the half, in boys action, I've got Sabetha leading Holton 29-24. The Jackson Heights McClouth game just came to the half with Jackson Heights way out in front at 26 points to McClouth Bulldogs 5 points. And in this game, it's much tighter. We've got the Atchison High Phoenix boys at 29 points, Labette County 25. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. 27 tonight, under clear skies, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs level off around 50. Lows around 30 tomorrow night. Low 50s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the mid-50s. Once again, low of 27 tonight, high of 50 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, we're sitting at 35.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are very, very light out of the southwest at about 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 54%. Barometric pressure is holding steady at 30.26 inches of mercury. Dew point 21 degrees Fahrenheit, and our feels-like temperature out there is 36. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Good to have you with us here in the Atchison High Gym. 29-25 your score. Atchison has come from behind and taking the lead as we're getting underway here in the third quarter. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering and doing all the work in the studio. Joseph, thank you for a good halftime, man. Tom Couts with you here courtside. Labette County with the basketball. They'll drive in, goes up short, funny shot, misses, but that's maybe because of the foul. We're getting called as the official makes his way over to the scorer's table. Maybe on Trey Carter, I think was what a number I saw. Yep, it'll be Trey's second foul this evening. Labette will bring it in. Baker's got it underneath, and he gets pushed in the back by Jesse. Now, again, there's a real size mismatch. If Jesse's going to have to defend against Hudson Baker, he's given up a lot of height, a lot of size. Jesse is powerfully built, but he's not 6'8". The inbound will come out on top. Labette County with a basketball. They trail Atchison it by 4, 29-25. Benedictine basketball tomorrow on Care Radio. The last game of the regular season. Can you believe it? Way up top side. It's going to be Vincent Baker at the free throw line. He'll go back door, and his teammate took his eye off the ball and goes out of bounds. Then a turnover by Labette County. Labette has not scored a point in a while. And again, Atchison ended the half on a 10-0 run and looking to extend that with this possession. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Still Atchison leading at 29-25. And up the floor, Trey Carter over to the right side. That's going to be Rafe. Going to Jeter. The long two misses. And a rebound cleared away by Labette. Down the left side of the floor is going to be Trey Vincent. Vincent crosses over, backs away out toward the scorer's table. Dishes it to the left. They'll try to feed in the middle. It's going to be stolen by Atchison. A turnover by Matt Boyle. And back up the floor, the Phoenix, and we will have a Labette foul. Whistle's going to be on Trey Vincent. It is his first foul tonight. It will be the first foul of the second half by Labette County. And at 5:58 to go in the third, again, Atchison putting it in play. At their offensive end, here's Bowen for the long shot. No good. Rebound. Grizzlies. Vincent goes all the way to the other end of the court. Misses the shot. Rebound tipped out. Saved Atchison. Here goes Zamar. Easy layup. Gets it in. And there's where Atchison has been able to really score. On the transition, off the misses, getting to the other end of the court. 31-25. And another turnover by Labette. Atchison eating them up with the transition game. Underneath his tray, goes to the right to Jesse. Three defenders on him. He can't get the shot to fall, but will get his own rebound and put it up and in. 33-25. And now a 14-0 run by Atchison, and that will finally be broken by a Hudson Baker layup. Atchison goes on a 14-0 run. It is now 33-27, and the ball into the forecourt. You've got Coach Battle on his feet over there talking to the officials, talking to him hard, but it'll be Atchison basketball coming in play right near the midcourt bench. Rafe Bowen with it. Rafe will swing it over to Trey Carter. He works to the top, knocks into the lane, falling away. The shot is up, no good. Rebound is going to be tipped into the backcourt. On the floor one time, the running shot up, missing, but followed up and home by Xavier Phillips. 33-29. Here's Zamar for three. No. Rebound to Atchison. All alone, Bowen the easy three. First points of the game for Rafe Bowen. 36-29. Back on the other end, a pass by Labette, badly handled. And on the other end, the breakaway, Jeter for two. His fifth point of the game. 38-29. 9-point lead for the Phoenix. It is their largest of the game. Here's a three from the left side, up and good for Labette County and Trey Vincent, and we are going to get a Grizzly timeout. We're taking a break, Joseph. We're at 3:47 to go in the third quarter. Atchison, 38, Labette County, 32.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
It's a thrilling ball game with each team putting together leads, each team going on great runs, and Atchison's 14-0 run that ended just a short time ago has given them this lead. They're right now in front by 6, 38-32. Welcome back, everybody, to the Atchison High School Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. For Labette County, it is Phillips, Vincent, Eaton, Baker, Boyle. For Atchison, Hernandez and Greenlee, Carter, Purdy, and Bowen. Atchison is not going to a really tall lineup. Easily Jeter Purdy, the biggest guy out there for the Phoenix. Jeter takes the left wing. Out on top it comes to Trey. Trey feeds it to the free throw line to Jeter. Back out on top, Samar. Throws inside the circle. Kicks it left to Jesse. His three effort. No rebound. Tipped out. Labette County comes down with it. Xavier Phillips will bring it up the court. They will force it down the floor very quickly. And Phoenix reaching in, slapping it out of bounds. It'll be Labette ball from the near side. They'll feed it into the lane. No room. Back off on top. 3 minutes to play. Third quarter. For all the damage Atchison has done, Labette is still within two possessions. Back to the right side. The drive into the lane. The shot is off the window and in. The bucket for Xavier Phillips. He's got 8. 38-34. Trey Carter over to Zamar. He gets doubled up. Brings it to Jesse. Cuts into the lane. Goes in. Power move. Half the window and missed it. Baker rebounding it down. Labette back up four with it again. Xavier Phillips comes topside to Trey. Trey Vincent comes down the right side of the lane, and they're going to call him for a travel. So a turnover by the Grizzlies. Substitutions into the ballgame. In for Labette County, Keegan Bales. He's the guy who really gave them the inspiration and the surge back in the first half. Into the game for Atchison is going to come Jace Richards as the Phoenix is going to try to match up better with Hudson Baker. 2:10 to play in the third. Here's Bowen, starts in, goes left. Hernandez dumps it back to Carter. He will head for the baseline, falls away. His shot is up and short. Rebound is going to be slapped around and out of bounds. It is Labette basketball off Jesse Greenway. A minute 59 to go in the third quarter. Crowd is really focused on this game. I mean, everybody's full attention, leaning in. Every bounce of the ball, every trip down the floor, huge in this close, close game. 38-34. Labette County has the ball knocked away. Here comes Jesse. It should be showtime. He'll lay it up and in. Jesse Greenlee with 9. Atchison chases its lead now to 40-34. And again, up by a half dozen. Top player for Labette is Keegan Bale. Keegan dumps it over to the left side. Looks into the middle. Comes out on top, Baker. Minute 20 to go in the third. Back out on top is going to be Bales. Labette County knows they have not any reason to hurry. Here's a nice little back door, and the cutter is in for Xavier Phillips. 40-36. We've got a minute 5 to play third quarter. And again, it's Hernandez back up the floor with it. He works over to the right side. Rallies at the scorer's table, prepared to check into the first dead ball opportunity. Chase Richards sets the screen. Trey Carter drives into the lane, brings it back. Zamar, he'll launch a 3, too strong. Rebounding it down, Labette County and Keegan Bales. Bales will bring it up the floor. We got 40 seconds of play in the third quarter. Grizzlies will dump it over to the left side, drive toward the baseline. Trapped down there by Bowen. They'll get it to Baker. Back out on top, it'll come to Phillips. 25 seconds left, third quarter. Phillips, way out near midcourt, works around to the right side. Now deep in the corner, he's in a little trouble down there. Goes into the middle to Baker, who goes up, can't get it to fall, but draws a foul on Jace. Jace Richards getting in front of Hudson Baker. It will be foul number 1 for Jace. For Atchison, it's the third foul of the second half. And the first free throw for Baker is good. That was his first free throw of the night, in fact. It's 40-37. And 40-38, back to a two-point game. Here comes Atchison with plenty of time. 15 seconds. Carter down the left side with 10. Eaton in front of him. There's a screen. Carter goes left. Wants to go in. Will go in. Kicks it across to Jesse. Lays it up and in. Greenlee for two. And that is the end of the third quarter. Atchison with a little exclamation point as the third quarter closes. We'll be back going to the fourth. Phoenix 42, Grizzlies 38.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
It was a four-point lead for Atchison at halftime, and we go to the fourth quarter, and they still hold on to the four-point lead. It is 42-38. Now, what it is not is a high-scoring kind of a game. But it is close. It is exciting. And for Labette County, 14 tonight for Hudson Baker. For Atchison, one player in double digits. That is Jesse Greenlee with 11. It'll be Labette County basketball, and we're underway in the fourth. Grizzlies with the ball, backing into the lane, comes back off on top. I think everybody in the place is expecting some kind of a great finish to this game. Now Baker will have it top of the key. Sends it back over to the right side. Griffin Eaton. Here's a three. We haven't seen much of that. In and out. No rebound. Tipped out. And Labette County will rescue it. So the Grizzlies will continue to possess the basketball. The feed will come into the middle of Baker. Back over to the left side. And it's going to be mishandled and thrown away down to the baseline. Labette County will turn it over with 7:24 to go. Atchison putting it in play. And up court with the basketball, that is Simon Rowley. Carter has it. He'll cut into the lane. Trays it'll lay up. Nope, but he got fouled. Let's see against which Labette player this foul is going to be called. It'll be team foul two in the second half, so team fouls have been pretty much non-existent. It's going to be the second foul tonight for Labette County's Griffin Eaton. No player on either team has more than two fouls with 7:12 to play. At the line, Trey Carter, 5 points. No free throw attempts yet tonight. His first one of the evening is good. Half a dozen points now for Trey Carter. Trey hit a three in the opening quarter, a two in the second quarter, went scoreless in the third. One more shot coming up, and it's in there. Trey Carter with 7 points. 44-38, and again, Atchison up six. 7 minutes to go. Driving in, the shot high up off the window, no good, and free throws coming up for Trey Vincent. The foul on Atchison, I suspect they're going to call that on Jace. They will, his second. So Jace Richards will have foul number two. And the first free throw is up and in for Trey Vincent. Trey is one of two at the free throw line in the game. Now two out of three. He's hit a three-point shot in the third quarter. This free throw is good. So Vincent will collect both ends. It's 44-40. 6:58 to go. Here's Trey Carter. He'll come right side. Out on top it'll go. And the jump shot by Jace Richards from about 16, 17 feet is off the mark. Rebounding it down. Here comes Labette County. They're taking it back the other way with 6.5 to go. Still a 4-point Atchison lead. Labette, topside, Keegan Bales. Wait for Bales to do something in the second half. And now Baker's knocked to the floor. The bounce pass intended for him is going to be scooped up. Phoenix coming up the court. over to the left side with it. It's going to be Rowley. He'll start driving in, backs away, being defended by Keegan Bales. Here's Carter, goes in, puts a shot up, missed it. Offensive follow, no. Traveling on Carter. Atchison is going to turn it over with 6:10 to go. And for a minute, it looked like Coach Battle was going to be bringing Jesse Greenlee back into the game, but and you even heard a horn sound, but that's not what's happening now. Here's Lebeck with the basketball to Trey Vincent up the floor, guarded by Carter. Trey Vincent guarded by Trey Carter. Vincent goes in, off the window, gets the roll in. Vincent, 44-42. And again, we're back to that two-point game at 5:40 to play. Trey Bowen for the Phoenix. We see Labette County's team with the player defense. Oh, it's a long three. Way off. Rebound. Pulled down by Labette County and Baker. Hudson Baker. Gives up a little screen. Here's the running shot. Spins around and won't drop in for Trey Vincent. He played off a good screen set by Baker. Went in high off the backboard, and the ball had a little spin to it. Pulled itself back out of the rim. 5:11 to go in the game. Falling away, the shot, Jace Richards for two. Jace has his fourth point of the night, and 4 points is the Phoenix lead, 46-42. 5 minutes to go. We're getting a timeout, yes. Joseph, we're taking a break with 5 minutes to play in tonight's game. It is Atchison, 46, Labette County, 42.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Benedictine basketball tomorrow afternoon on Caird. Yeah, Joseph and I are going to be hanging out with you again. 2 o'clock ladies game, guys game at 4, BC at Culver Stockton. So join us from Joe Davis Fieldhouse. Five minutes to go in the game. Labette County will bring it in the backcourt. Atchison's going to put a little token pressure on the upcourt play, and Griffin Eaton will walk it across the timeline. Bowen then will pick up the defense more intensely as he gets across midcourt. Comes up on top. Vincent. Trey feeds to Baker. Hudson backs in on Jace, loses it, picks it up, goes in, and he gets fouled? Yes, by Jace. Jace Richards very frustrated, feeling that he had gotten only basketball, but the official right there at the baseline. And we're going to get the block, and that is going to put Hudson on the free throw line. Jace Richards, wait, I'm putting it on number two, Jeter? Jeter's not even, no, Jeter is in the game, so it's going to be on Jeter. That is good for Atchison. The first free throw is in. It's good for Atchison because Jace would have had his third foul. Now he's still got two, and for Jeter Purdy, that is only foul number one tonight. First free throw by Baker is up and good. He's got 15. Second free throw, not good. Purdy with a rebound. It is 46-43. And 4:40 to go. Phoenix basketball, they've got the lead. And now they're spreading the floor a little bit, and they're bringing the offense up higher. Everybody pretty much at the free throw line or above. Now they'll drop a guy down on each side and bring a cutter, and the driving shot is going to be up a good plus one. That's what they were looking to do. Jeter Purdy with the finish. They brought everybody to the top, and then Jeter swung down the side. They hit him with the entry pass. He goes up and in. It is going to be the second foul for Xavier Phillips for Labette County. Purdy's free throw is high and arcing and rolls in. 8 points for Jeter. That's a big 3-point possession, 49-43. Again, a 6-point game. and 4:20 to play. Driving into the lane, the runner, no, and another Atchison foul beneath the goal. It's on Zamar. Fernandez will have foul number 3. He is the first player for the Phoenix to have picked up a third personal foul. And we're down to 4 minutes and 13 seconds to go in the game. Labette County battling tough. 8-9 coming into the game today. The free throw is up and in for Griffin Eaton, his third point this evening. Atchison coming into the game 15-2. The only two losses to number 1 in Class 5A, Highland Park. Atchison, the number 1 team in the state in Class 4A. Labette County giving them all they want tonight. This free throw is up, getting them both as Griffin Eaton. And once again, it is a four-point game, 49-45, and we have 4 minutes to play. Phoenix with the basketball, and Zamar Hernandez stands in the center circle, dumps it over to Ray Bowen, back out to Zamar, now to the left side is going to be Simon Rowley. Atchison just swinging it from elbow to elbow, now goes cross-court. Rowley will launch the three, rims out, no good. Rebound tipped around, it's going to be out of bounds off Jeter. Purdy touches the basketball as it gets away out of play. Labette County and Xavier Phillips will be putting it in. Up the floor, Griffin Eaton. 3:45 to go in the game. Crowd continues to be on his feet and leaning forward. Everybody intently watching this thing unfold. The girls' game, not so different. And a huge come-from-behind win for Labette County. And now as the ball goes to the left corner, it looks like Ray Bowen loses his footing, kind of slips and initiates some contact, picking up the foul. Three fouls by Ray Labette County and Griffin Eaton at the line. Free throws have been a big deal in this game. Free throw is good. Griffin has his fifth point tonight, and we're back to a 3-point game. Looking to make it a 2. There it is. Griffin Eaton makes it 49-47 Phoenix. And we're 3.5 to go tonight. Simon Rowley with a basketball for Atchison. Goes right side back into the game. For the Phoenix, we're going to see Jesse Green. He's been out for a long time. He has to be very fresh. He can play inside, outside. Here's a shot. Zamar goes 3, missed it. Rebound. Saved down by Baker. Here comes the Grizzlies. Up the floor quickly. Down the left side in front of the scorer's table. Trending it by 2. Knifing into the lane. Bringing it out on top. The stop. The pop. The 3. No good. Rebound Zamar. Hernandez sweeps down the rebound. And Atchison's going to slow this down. 2:50 to go in the game. 49-47 Atchison. Zamar, little one-hand push pass over in front of head coach Pat Battle. Getting the ball over there to Jesse. Greenlee brings it out on top. Back to Jesse. Back again on top to Zamar. They're just standing there to hold it. I think that Atchison would be happy to take no more shots tonight. 2.5 minutes to go. They lead by 2. Labette County has come in here tonight and has played a fantastic game. Right now they're in a 2-3 zone and we're at 2:20 to play. Does Atchison have the patience to just keep working the ball around the outside and running time off the clock? 2:10 to go in the game. 49-47 Atchison. Zamar standing literally, both feet in the center circle. Guarded by Eaton. Now he'll dribble to the right. Gets it to Purdy in front of the Atchison bench and we're going to get a timeout, Coach Battle. Joseph, let's take a break. What a great finish. What a lot of strategy. If you love basketball, if you love to figure out what they're going to try to do, and you want to speculate, here's your time to be thinking about it as we go to the break. With 1:54 to go in the game, it's Atchison 49, Labette County 47.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We'll be right back.
coming out of the timeout, if you're Lovett County, this is not like the college game when you've got a ton of information about all the players and the free throw shooters and the kind of percentages that they shoot and maybe even differentiating them in situations. You got none of that here. These two teams have never seen one another. I bet they don't know a single thing about the other team. So you know what's happened tonight. Tonight for Atchison, Jesse Greenlee is 3 of 6 at the line. Trey Carter's 2 of 2. Jeter Purdy is 1 of 1. That's all the free throws that Atchison has had. So you don't really know where you want to go with the foul, but you know that probably you're going to have to commit one here soon. We're down to 1:35 to go, and Atchison's still burning time as they put the ball back in play. Samar Hernandez still heels in the center circle with 1.5 left. Goes to the right side to Trey. They've got Greenlee deep in the right corner. They've got Riches deep in the left corner. And then across the top, Hernandez, Carter, and Purdy. 1:15 to play. It's a 2-point Atchison lead, and the Phoenix have the ball. And again, running time, and now there's going to be the foul, and they're going to put Trey Carter on the line. And again, if you're Lovett County, you don't know who to foul, but they seem like they wanted to foul Trey. Now, the break for Lovett County, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad. And again, you never know how these things work out. That is only team foul 4 by Lovett County. So they've still got a couple to give. The ball comes in a trade deep in the backcourt. 109, 108 to go. Carter into the forecourt. He'll drive into the lane. Bring it back out on top. With 1:03 to go. 1 minute to play. Jeter Purdy in front of the Atchison bench. He'll bring it back out on top. Jeter gets grabbed, and that will be a foul by Trey Vincent. So Trey will have his second foul tonight. And again, for Lovett County, who's fouled so little in the second half, it is only team foul 5. They're still going to have to commit a couple of more fouls before Atchison comes to the line with 1-1. 50 seconds to go. Here's Carter up the floor. Atchison cannot afford a turnover. Here's Purdy, and they're going to reach out and grab him. That foul is going to be on Keegan Bales. Now, that'll be team foul 6. So both teams will be in the 1-1. Coach Battle is going to make a substitution, taking out Jace Richards, sacrificing a lot of height for a lot of better free throw shooting, and bringing in Rafe Bowen. Atchison looking to bring it in, looking, brings it in to Rafe. Rafe cuts to the top, spinning, twisting, turning, gets it to Jeter. Jeter, they're going to foul him. And here we'll see the 1-1. And Jeter Purdy coming to the free throw line. His team leads by 2 with 34 seconds to go. For Lovett County, that is the 4th foul by Keegan Bales. And we've talked about him. He's been so, so good. Atchison is going to bring Jace Richards in. Lovett County is going to bring back into the game Hudson Baker. So they're both bringing in their bigs. And here we go. At the line for Atchison, it's Jeter. Front half of the 1-1 is good. He will earn the bonus, having put his team up by 3, 50-47. One more shot coming up for Jeter. He's a good shooter. This one is up. We'll miss it. Rebound tipped around. Pulled down by Atchison. So Atchison's going to miss the second shot, but come down with the ball and now lead by 3. The feed to Jeter. Underneath the shot, Jace rejected by Baker. And the official is going to call him for a foul. Jace Richards wound up. He was going for the two-hand jam as Hudson Baker goes up and throws the ball away. The official said that he committed a foul, and it's going to be a couple of free throws coming up for Jace. Jace has 4 points in the game tonight, has not had a free throw appearance. Let's see what he can do as Baker will collect his 3rd foul this evening. 23 seconds to go, a 3-point game. Richards front one. No. Jace will take his time and look over a 2nd free throw. A lot of pressure. A 2nd free throw makes it a 2-possession game. The big guy eyes it up. Looks good. Is good. Got it in. Jace Richards. It is now 51-47. And we're going to take a timeout, Joseph. Last-minute strategy being implemented. We've got a super finish coming up. 23 seconds to go in the game. Atchison 51, Labette County 47.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
As we come back, here comes Labette County. 18 seconds, 15 seconds, the kick to the right, the baseline three. No, rebound, out of play. Which way does it go? It's going to be Labette basketball. 11 seconds to play. We're going to get another timeout. Joseph, we will keep it right here. We've about worn you to a frazzle, I suppose. 11 seconds to play for Labette County. Now you've got some decisions to make. There's more strategy involved in this. Do you take the two-point shot? Because three, you know, still not going to give you a lead or tie the game. And then hope to see them come back. So do you take a maybe a better, quicker, high percentage shot? Do you launch the three so that if you can get it back, you can hit it two to win? Who do you, you know, in whose hands do you put the ball? I mean, are you going to go to Hudson Baker, your big 6'8" center? Do you bring it to Keegan Bales, the guy who had six opening quarter points when you were in deep trouble, but has only scored two in the second quarter and none in the second half? He's the guy who's maybe an untapped resource. Is he the guy who's going to get the shot? It'll be interesting to see how this thing shakes out. Labette County is the first team out of the court, but again, 11 seconds. Now, a lot of games you say 11 seconds, that's not much time. In basketball, 11 seconds can take a while. Atchison is going to bring Chase Richardson, Jeter Purdy, Zamar Hernandez, Jesse Greenlee, and Trey Carter. The ball comes into Baker. He'll bring it out on top. A little head fake to step inside. The 12-footer misses. Rebound, Atchison. And now the ball goes to the floor, and Chase Richards travels with it. But the clock has been running. 2 seconds left, and Atchison is going to escape tonight. The Phoenix will sneak by with the win and the inbound, and that's going to do it. The final score, Atchison 51, Labette County 47. And we'll return to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Are you looking for a checking account tailored exactly to your needs? Visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations where you can enroll in the checking account that's customized for you. From My Rewards checking to free checking and even silver checking for seniors. Well, that's just the beginning of all we have to offer at Union State Bank. If you're tired of the inconvenience of a one-size-fits-all checking account, come on over to USB and let's talk about which customized account will fit your needs. At Union State Bank, we design checking to give you the choices you want. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
CARE 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. CARE 93.7, your local sports authority.
Good to have you back with us here at the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where the Phoenix cling to a four-point win to defeat 8-9 Labette County tonight, 51-47. Recap of the scoring for you for Labette County, 15 for Hudson Baker to pace the way for his team and all scorers. Also in double figures, Xavier Phillips with 10. 8 apiece for both Keegan Bales, Trey Vincent, and 6 tonight for Griffin Eaton. For Atchison, it was your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Jeter Purdy, with 9 points. And tell you what, of those 9, 4 of them came in the fourth quarter. He led his team in scoring in the fourth quarter. Atchison, only 9 in the fourth period. 8 tonight for Zamar Hernandez, 7 for Trey Carter, half a dozen for Simon Rowley. It was a 5-point game for Jace Richards, 4 tonight for Jesse Greenlee. Rafe Bowen with 3, and Eric Smith with 2. So Atchison will advance to 16-2 on the season. Labette County goes to 8-10, opening game tonight. So Labette County with a stunning road win, coming from 19 down to win 62-59. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball, ladies game of 2, final regular season game, final game of the year for the Benedictine women. The BC guys then will play at 4 o'clock. We'll be with them in Canton, Missouri. Thanks for having joined us here this evening. Till we greet you next time for our man, Joseph, the Benedictine Radio Sports Studio, Tom Couch. Thanks. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.